Imagine that when you were born, your heart was given to you by God as the most precious gift in the universe. And imagine God said, "Take this heart, and over the course of your life, learn to open it wide so that it can hold the fullness of my love." Born into a cult of knighthood in which young men of noble birth were expected to participate in perpetual civil strife, Francis spent a year as a prisoner of war during his early 20s. Prior to this experience, Francis had been far more interested in drinking late into the night with his privileged friends and singing under the windows of beautiful women than in praising the Creator and championing the rights of the poor. It was his imprisonment that seemed to lay his soul bare for the transformation that was to come. Make yourself comfortable and close your eyes. Take a slow, deep breath and feel yourself dropping down from your mind into your body. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, consider the statement, "Where there is hatred, let me sow love." And think of the one person you have the most trouble feeling love toward. Imagine that person standing before you, and imagine Francis is standing directly behind you with his hands upon your shoulders or upper back. Listen to Francis's Canticle of the Sun now, and allow its meaning to go deep within you. Most High, all-powerful, benevolent Lord, all praise, honor, and blessings are yours. To you alone they belong, Most High. We praise you, Lord, for all your creation, and foremost for Brother Sun, who makes the daylight. Consider a time in your life when you've felt hurt and you've not forgiven those who might have caused your injury. Imagine the person that caused your injury as if they were a child. Imagine you're standing outside on a beautiful clear night. You're way out in the country, far from the city lights, and the moon is full, and the stars are brilliant. Imagine St. Francis is standing beside you, with his hand on your back, behind your heart.